Mariam Jam says there is an image of Africa that we've neglected in our coverage of this diverse continent. Jam is a blogger and social entrepreneur and CEO of Spot One Global Solutions. Mariam, first of all, we just heard a story from Liberia, and it was, let's say, a bad news story couched in a good news story. The good news is the backstory. Liberia emerged from a civil war with the continent's first female president. The economy is moving. But as we just heard, there are young men who don't like President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, and those young men could pose a risk of the country's stability. That's news that needs reporting, isn't it?
I agree with you. Those news need to be reported. But I think sometimes the Western media, you know, they exaggerate into what they're saying to the West. And I think when you go back to Africa, you know, the reason why those people are objecting to, you know, to the Liberian president is just communication problem. You know, it's just a small part of Liberia, maybe. You know, that they're not very happy. So you find this everywhere. In the West, you find this. In Africa, you find this. So my question is, why do they have to always report, you know, the small negativity that will completely, you know, eclipse the rest? That's my question to the Western media.
Maybe you can give us a recent example of a story from Africa that, you know, was essentially a bad news story and you felt it just was superficial and didn't really offer anybody in the West a sense of the good news beneath.
In Kenya, for example, you know, you don't hear good stories about Kenya. You know, you hear the riot in Kenya, the corruption in Kenya. You hear those stories, but they never talk about, you know, the amazing stuff that's happening in Nairobi right now, for example, where a big organization funded by Pierre Omidyar from eBay have funded a hub called iHub in Nairobi, where you got thousands of young Kenyans, developers, businessmen, social entrepreneurs. They unite every single day to come up with brainstorming sessions. They, you know, their businesses are being created there. They get grants from the donors, from philanthropists across Africa. And it's the image right now of, you know, how entrepreneurship is happening in Africa. They develop application, mobile applications. You know, Ushahidi, you know, is one of them. For example, Ushahidi is being used by the New York Times to crowdsource, to map elections in Africa.
Right, and Ushahidi is a crowdsource software.
Yeah, it's a crowdsource software, and it's developed by Kenyans in Kenya. But nobody talks about those stories. Nobody talks about the good stories that happen in iHub. So there's a project for this to be duplicated in 14 countries in Africa. So focus on the positivity. At least, you know, it's going to help people be confident.
I hear your frustration, and it seems you justifiably want a sense of balance in the coverage of Africa. But aren't those success stories coming out of Kenya, for example, of young software developers, also countered by enormous misery facing large numbers of the population in the slums of Kibera, for example? I mean, those people are the so-called voiceless, and isn't one of the jobs of media to allow those voices to be heard so we all know what's going on, and perhaps policy can change as a result?
I totally agree with what you're saying. But if you go to Kibera right now, the media use Kibera for, you know, for tourism journalism, for example, and that's it. They go to Kibera, take some photos, come back and blog it, talk about it, and that's it. But people in Kibera, they've got dignity. They're working, you know, every morning. If you go to Kibera, for example, people wake up every morning, they go to work miles and miles in the town center to have a better life. But the media don't give solutions. They don't say, here is a good solution for what to do in Kenya. They just said, we saw a very poor child in Nairobi. Look at the picture. You know, please feel sorry for them. And that's what we see. You know, that's what happened. And that's frustrating for people in Kibera. Now they're actually refusing to take pictures in Kibera. And this is getting, you know, it's getting serious. So when I go to Africa, I see amazing stories. You know, that's why I come and I blog about it. And people go into my blog to read the stories. Maybe that's why, you know, African people need to create their own content. They need to start becoming their own narrators, you know, and create their own content. Then, you know, maybe that will change the Western media perspective on what's happening in the continent.
That's blogger and social entrepreneur Mariam Jam. We've posted a link to her blog at theworld.org.